Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood boundary whisperer. You know, life throws a lot our way, curveballs, unexpected detours, and sometimes conversations that feel like walking through a minefield. We're talking about those tricky chats where emotions run high, perspectives clash, and finding common ground feels impossible. Today, we're diving into the art of navigating these difficult conversations with empathy, because let's be real, nobody wants to leave a conversation feeling more drained than when they started. Ever felt like you're walking on eggshells in a conversation? You know that feeling, right? Like one wrong word could trigger a volcano eruption. Well, I'm here to tell you there's a better way. A way to navigate these tricky waters with grace and understanding. First things first, empathy is key, folks. It's not about agreeing with everything the other person says, it's about trying to see the world through their eyes. Really listen to what they're saying, even if you don't agree. Think about their experiences, their emotions, and where they're coming from. Imagine yourself in their shoes, wouldn't that make a difference? Next up, active listening. Don't just wait for your turn to talk. Pay attention to what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Nod your head, make eye contact, and ask clarifying questions to show them you're truly engaged. You know, like that friend who always remembers those little details about your life. Yeah, be that person in these conversations. Now, let's talk about communication. Be clear, concise, and respectful. Use I statements instead of blaming or accusing the other person. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel," try, "I feel," when. See the difference? It shifts the focus from blame to your own experience, which can de-escalate tension in a big way. Another golden rule, choose your battles wisely. Not every disagreement needs to turn into a war zone. Sometimes it's okay to agree to disagree and move on. Remember, preserving the relationship is often more important than winning an argument. And finally, remember to take care of yourself. Difficult conversations can be emotionally draining. Make sure to de-stress afterwards, whether that's taking a walk, listening to music, or just giving yourself some quiet time. You deserve it. Think about a time when you were trying to have a tough conversation with someone, maybe a friend, family member, or even a coworker. Did you feel like your words were getting lost in translation? Did you find yourself circling each other, unable to reach common ground? I bet you've been there before. Maybe it was a disagreement about household chores, differing opinions on a project at work, or even a clash over parenting styles. These situations can be really tricky to navigate, especially when emotions are running high. But remember, empathy is your secret weapon. Try putting yourself in their shoes, understand where they're coming from, why they might feel the way they do, and listen actively to what they have to say. Now, let's recap our key takeaways. Empathy is crucial. It helps us see things from different perspectives. Active listening shows respect and allows for deeper understanding. Be clear and respectful in your communication, using I statements instead of blame. Choose your battles wisely, remembering that not every disagreement needs to be a battle. And lastly, don't forget to take care of yourself. Difficult conversations can be draining, so make sure you prioritize self-care afterwards. Remember folks, navigating difficult conversations doesn't have to be a minefield. With empathy, clear communication, and a little bit of grace, we can create more meaningful connections even when things get tough. Now go out there, practice those skills, and let me know how it goes. Share your stories, your triumphs, and your challenges with us on social media. Use the hashtag #HealthyBoundaries for all things boundary related. Until next time, keep protecting your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.